One of my favourite SUVs is Mitsubishi's Outlander, and it's been freshened for 2017. Now in a 9-model, 5- and 7-seat range, a mix of 2- and 4-wheel drive, with 3-engine choices depending on model, 2-litre and 2.4-litre petrol, and 2.2-litre diesel. The most compelling argument with the Outlander is value. The entry 2-litre 2-wheel drive manual 5-seater, marketed at $29,990 drive away, is just so well equipped for the money. For a small family, a wise buy, and with a security of a 5-year 100,000K warranty. If you want automatic, the 2-litre Outlander LS 2-wheel drive becomes a 7-seater with CVT or continuously variable automatic for $30,500. I tested the more powerful 2.4-litre 4-wheel drive LS 5-seater with safety pack at $35,000, with a 7-seater of the same model costing $36,000. It's easy to see why Mitsubishi's Outlander sales rose nearly 20% last year, now our 6th best-selling medium SUV. The continuously variable automatic has a tendency to flare under hard acceleration, but in general, you just need a little time with this transmission to get the feel of the slip relative to forward motion. Not much to complain about, however. The rear seat's perhaps cramped, but perfect for kids. The surprise is economy, and I manage 7.8 litres per 100 in a mix of driving. I'm David Berthon.